information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
All right, Mary Goulet here. Welcome back to the program. We've been talking about vacation rentals and real estate in general, but vacation rentals is really an awesome thing to do. Then I was leading into know your neighborhood, the one that you live in. Even if you live in an apartment building and if you love the neighborhood, know your neighborhood. Otherwise, if there's another neighborhood that you want to move into, start researching that in a big way. I can't give it to you. You won't be able to get it, but there is Zillow, Redfin, redfin.com. You can plug in your zip code and it will pull up all the homes that are coming on the market, price reductions or when sales happen. So you can get an idea what's really taking place. If it's condos that are selling more so than single family, what price point you'll notice the neighborhood price points. Like I'm following a neighborhood that's not mine, but I'm noticing all the prices are in the $460 to $480 range. That's where the comps are. And I'm seeing that how much activity is taking place. Now, if I wanted to move there, or if one of my clients did, I've already got a pulse on it because I'm getting these emails every day, random times of the day. Whenever somebody plugs it into MLS, it will be fed over to this website. And you can just kind of be nosy and take a look around at any for sale signs and say, okay, I wonder what that's going for right now. So Redfin, Zillow is a way to find out what your value on your property is. And that's interesting. They're kind of accurate. If you live in a neighborhood, a tract neighborhood, they're probably going to be really much closer to the price point. And then you can plus or minus based on amenities. If you've renovated, if you've added more landscaping, you can kind of gauge, okay, we're right around this area. And that's really important to know, because what if you want to sell? How much equity would you have in it? Could you go somewhere else? And then, you know, I was talking about buyers as well. If, like I said, go to a lender, find out what you can afford, because it's really important to know what your debt to income ratio is. That's going to be one of the first things. How much debt do you have versus how much income you're bringing in? And at least here in California, I think they want it to be under 45% on both sides. So you don't want to have any more than 45% debt. Then they want reserves. Can be anywhere from 2 to 6 months of reserves based on what your mortgage payment would be. Your credit score has to be at least 640. The higher you go, the better off you are. So take a look at your credit report and see if there's anything that you need to clean up or have taken off, or you have a letter of explanation for it. Okay, this was happening because we had a baby and that bill fell through the cracks, but it's the only time. Stuff like that, the lenders will consider that, especially if you have strong reserves. Little or no, you know, keep the credit card debts down. Sometimes they'll let you roll them into the loan, but that's an expensive proposition. If you're rolling $5,000-$10,000 into a loan, it just means you're paying that longer. But it's sometimes that's the only way we can get the loan done. So the most important thing is going to the lender, finding out what you can actually qualify for. And like I had said in the last segment, it really makes you an attractive buyer because it takes away that financing contingency, and it also reduces your stress like a kabillionfold. Because if you have not been pre-approved by a lender and then left to just define the property, what if you didn't do that process and you have to cram it in 15 days, get approval in 15 days, or whatever the, some maybe 17 days, whatever it might be, and then it falls through and you have to go find another lend? I mean, it's really stressful. Don't even do that. Don't even do that. Go get pre-approved. Walk in with the piece of paper saying, yes, these people are pre-qualified for $340,000. Then you know where you're shopping. You narrow your search. You can make an offer that people will say, okay, I like this. We're done. Then all you have to do is get it approved by the, you know, accepted by the seller. And escrows can go, you know, pretty smoothly from that point on. Then it's just the inspection and any negotiation that has to take place on repairs. And then you're sailing into your own home. So that's, it's a very fun and exciting process if you take out the stressful things, and the most stressful is probably figuring out if you qualify. Because sellers are accepting offers really quickly from people that are coming in like that. My friend sold their house, geez, a couple of days. Yeah, I think it went on the market 4 days and it was sold. And this was in Portland, Oregon. Down here in San Diego, they're selling pretty quickly. Open houses are fun. Go through people's open houses and in the neighborhood that you want to live in and see what the money, what you're getting for the money you can afford to pay for a house. And don't torture yourself and go into these three times as much as you can afford, because it's a process. Real estate is a process. And I will again say, if you can get an extra unit with that house, that's capitalizing on your asset. Can be a granny flat for grandma, if need be. Can be a room for a tenant that has a separate entrance that pays you a little bit extra, maybe takes care of all your utilities for the month or more, depending on what kind of rent you can get. So there are so many possibilities with real estate and so much gratification. It's costly, has its bills. So you want to take a look at that and see, okay, can I afford a gardener? Or am I going to afford a mower and be my own gardener? Anything that you think would amplify home insurance, that's going to be something that you have to consider. Do you want an umbrella policy as well for extra protection? Different things that we can cover on the show. I'll bring some experts in to talk about it. Maybe I'll bring a lender in so we can answer any questions over the air. Pretty, you know, just a broad scenario of what your situation is and say, yeah, that sounds good. You're getting close. You're probably looking at this kind of price point. And also, just because you can afford $340,000, maybe you don't want to feel stressed out and you can have less and make the payment really simple and easy for yourself. Maybe you say, you know what, let's just not even go over three. So these are all the things that we have to look into when wanting to find a piece of property. So if you have any questions, you can email me at mary@marygoulet.net. Go to twitter.com/marygoulet, facebook.com/marygoulet, or facebook.com/gowithyourgut. That is a specific fan page over there that I post some of the show archives, especially when I'm doing my Go With Your Gut segments. And then you'll see links to YouTube for last week's show. And we'll be taping again, videotaping, and also the podcasts. I'll send a newsletter out with the podcast so you can catch up on anything that we missed, taking notes on during the show. Also jot down, oh, go get the WS Radio app. I found mine on Play Store, and it's very clear, great sound, and it's awesome. So go ahead and send me any questions on Twitter or at my website. Thank you for listening to The Mary Goulet Show on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
culinary rock stars and legendary winemakers for one of the largest Epicurean celebrations, the 10th Annual San Diego Bay Wine and Food Festival, from November 18th to 24th. This week-long extravaganza features 100 celebrity and local chefs, 170 wineries, 60 of San Diego's best restaurants, and over 20 citywide events. Go to vinvillage.com to save 15% on select tickets. For events and hotel packages, visit sandiegowineclassic.com. That's sandiegowineclassic.com.
Which sandwich is healthy and tasty? Which sandwich can come on bread or in a bowl? Which sandwich comes 51 different ways, so it's always your way? A which sandwich? Stop into our shop in Hazard Center. We're upstairs from the Hazard Center Digiplex. Bring in your movie ticket. We will add a free drink and chips to your sandwich order. Or order online at whichwich.com, and we will have it ready and waiting. WHICHWICH. Whichwich.com.
I bet you're wondering how to get your tablecloths laundered or dry cleaned for the next big event. You need it done like yesterday for your business, restaurant, or wedding party, but you just don't know where to go. Don't worry. Tom, the owner of New Life Laundry and Dry Cleaning, has been in business for over 50 years, saving the day for people just like you. Your commercial laundry and dry cleaning can be done quickly with absolute quality service at New Life. They even have 24-hour quick drop. Now, fast, affordable laundry or dry cleaning service is no longer a problem. Just go to New Life Laundry and Dry Cleaning, centrally located in the North Park District of San Diego. You can visit them online at newlifecleaners.net or call them at 619-295-0460. Their address is 3829 Granada Avenue, off University Avenue, near the giant North Park sign. Remember, for same-day, 24-hour drop-box service with the best laundry or dry cleaning, pick up the phone and call 619-295-0460, newlifecleaners.net.
Bring the San Diego sun inside through spotless windows from Blue Ocean Window Cleaning. Dirty, smeared windows keep us from the bright, sunny days we love. Get back that spring day feeling with a professional window cleaning from Blue Ocean. Affordable, thorough, and necessary. Clean windows will bring the new life to your home or business. Get a quote online anytime at blueoceancleaning.com and find out how bright your world can be through spotless windows from Blue Ocean.
This is Bill Gruber with BizVid Communications, a Southern California video production leader. We've been honored to sponsor, produce, write, and host many of the fine programs on WS Radio over the years. So we understand how important the internet and your website exposure are. As video producers, we know the tricks and secrets to incorporate video to increase your search engine optimization and business success. Visit BizVidCommunications.com to see what we can do for you. BizVid Communications.com.